Moving on to Bahrain now, where people chant, "People want the downfall of the regime." That's one slogan chanted in protest rallies across Bahrain almost every day. In a fresh protest rally on Saturday, people took to the streets across Bahrain to condemn the recent killing of a protester by security forces. 16-year-old Ali Abbas Radi was run over by a car while being chased by police in the village of Diraz on Friday. He is the latest victim of the regime's crackdown. Scores have already been killed and many more injured since last year. All the same, the protests are gaining momentum across the tiny Persian Gulf Kingdom. Well, to discuss that story a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Ridwan Rizk, who is a political analyst who is joining us now live from Beirut. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. I wanted to ask, firstly, of recent, the Bahraini monarchy has been quite active as far as its crackdown on the Bahraini people and their protest movement. What do you attribute that to? Why are things escalating so quickly in the country?
Well, I think that's because the opposition has elevated more movements against the government or the monarchy of Bahrain, and the Bahraini authorities trying to eliminate this uprising of the people. So I think that we are going to see more movements and more brutal act from the police of Bahrain against the civilians, and this is going to lead to more bloodshed in the near future. And I think this is going to lead at the end to the victory or achieving changing or bringing down the king of Bahrain, and the people will at the end will win this this battle against this brutal regime of Bahrain.
But sir, but at the same time that you're saying that the people will win in this battle against the monarchy, signs are quite negative in the sense of the crackdown. When 31 people's citizenships are revoked, that's quite a dramatic move by the monarchy to try to control the situation, isn't it?
Well, I don't think this is the monarchy of Bahrain is trying its best to over control the uprising of the Bahraini people, but I don't think at the end this will win or succeed, because the Bahraini people, the majority of the Bahraini people, are under severe and brutal pressure since decades, and they have even lost their rights or as human rights. And especially with the act of the monarchy withdrawing the citizenship from 32 from the oppositions, and that was considered as an act against human rights, even from many organizations, that was condemned from many organizations in the world. But this will not lead to bringing down this uprising, and the people of Bahrain at the end will keep on fighting against this brutal regime, of course they will achieve their freedom and change the regime to change this kind of act and this kind of government in Bahrain, of course.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Ridwan Rizk, political analyst, speaking to us live from Beirut. Sir, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.